There are about 170,000 American troops in Iraq now. Commentator Carol Wasserman has the story of one soldier and his dog.
Before the soldier left for Iraq, he sent Cooper home to Massachusetts for his parents to take care of while he's away. Old Coop is 11 years old, which makes him almost 80 in dog years. He's arthritic and almost deaf. But in spite of it all, he remains unfailingly cheerful. His good nature is uncompromised by the endless small miseries of old age, by all the ills to which the flesh is heir. Cooper has been put on steroids to control the mange. He's hungry all the time now and devotes the silent late-night hours to search and destroy missions in the kitchen. Last week, he liberated a pot roast, ate the whole thing, and began to moo like a cow. The soldier's parents took pictures of the crime, then drove Cooper to the emergency room. They emailed the pictures to Iraq so a soldier would not miss seeing the look of pride and remorse on his best friend's muzzle. The soldier's parents send pictures of Cooper in the river behind the house, chasing canoes the way some landlocked dogs chase cars. Pictures of Cooper finishing off a bar of soap, Cooper baying at the moon. It hasn't been easy on Coop, being left behind like this. He and the soldier had gone off to college together to study anthropology. Afterwards, they worked construction for a few years, struggling to pay off student loans, trying to find some way to reimburse the government for their education. The Army offered an honorable solution to a seemingly intractable problem, and so the soldier went off to war. But Cooper was too old for military service and couldn't pass the physical. It was a hard parting. The stress of it has given Coop 12 uninterrupted months of fevers and sores and self-inflicted gastritis. The soldier is someplace in Iraq, and Cooper is worried sick. He is smelly, but brave, coping the best he can with the situation. The soldier's parents are coping as best they can, too. They say their job is just to keep Cooper happy and alive, which, of course, is a fine definition of what it means to support our troops. Among other things, we at home are charged with watching over worried, stoic old dogs in order to make sure that they live long enough to see the peace.
Carol Wasserman lives in Wareham, Massachusetts. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.